Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case out of Texas involving abortion clinic regulations. This one has a common sense regulation, and it says that doctors who perform abortions need to have hospital admitting privileges. Seems very sensical and logical, but the abortion industry is pushing against it. Now it's before the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, when this clinic regulation came into Texas, and by the way, there's a number of other states that either have or are considering passing similar legislation, that doctors who perform abortions have to include admitting privileges at a hospital. And the reason for that is simple, that they can continue the so-called care, I use that in quotes, from the abortion clinic table where they're killing the life of a child, where they also are putting the life of the woman at jeopardy. And when she needs additional emergency care, they can then go to the hospital and continue on with that so-called care that they have begun. It seems very logical and sensical, but the abortion industry has really pushed back.
Yeah, I believe there are 22 other states that have similar provisions. This is common sense legislation that is passed that is geared toward, you know, you hear about these women who end up bleeding to death in abortion clinics, and they try to cover it up. They don't call the hospital in time. They don't get them to the emergency room. This is a simple, you know, regulation that will seeks to prevent this kind of thing and to ensure safety for these women who are having their children killed. You know, it doesn't stop the children from being slaughtered, but at least sets up a common sense safety net for women to have the care that they need. And of course, the abortion industry, the multi-billion-dollar abortion industry, is pushing back ferociously because they think that abortion is above the law, is above all the common sense regulations that all the rest of the medical community face. And so this is their sacred cow.
Yeah, and in fact, in Texas, the number of abortion clinics that were unable to continue operation under this new regulation resulted in many of them closing. In fact, it dropped down to only a handful of abortion clinics that were able to continue, meaning that the rest of the abortion clinics, the butcher doctors, did not have hospital admitting privileges because these doctors typically, they're not real doctors. I mean, they have gotten typically a medical degree from some school, but they've become very bankrupt in their thinking and their practice, and they're every day waking up, in many cases, killing kids. Now, some of them may have some other practices on the side, but in reality, these are your lower level, bottom of the rung people who have medical degrees that are butchers. And so consequently, they don't have the kind of expertise or quality of care that hospitals want to associate with. Therefore, they don't have hospital admitting privileges. Just because you have an MD degree or an osteopathic degree of medicine doesn't mean that a hospital is going to give you admitting privileges. Obviously, they have some quality of care and concern of the patients that are at issue as well. They don't want to have some crackpot person with a doctor degree come in there and hurt patients. So they're going to be selective, and consequently, many of these abortionists don't make the grade. Women who go into these abortion clinics ought to think, wait a minute, not only am I taking the life of my unborn child, but I'm putting my life into the hands of someone who's probably a quack, probably someone who couldn't have hospital admitting privileges because their practice, their procedure, their knowledge, their expertise is so shoddy, no hospital wants to give them such admitting privileges.
Well, what this legislation has done is it has shined a light on the darkness, on the shadows here, where these the shady abortion clinics are that are unsafe, unsanitary, that the doctors are unqualified, unprepared to handle these emergency needs, that they're dangerous. And so they set up again these very basic common sense, kind of standard even, regulations that the rest of the medical community is held to. And once they did that, these clinics had to shut down because they were substandard. They were, as you said, they were these kind of quackery, abortion mills. And so they had to shut down. And so it says a lot more about the abortion industry that so many of them had to shut down and how unsafe that industry is than it does about those who passed this legislation. Who cares about women's rights and women's safety? Those who passed this common sense law, who wants to disregard that at the work to worship at the altar of abortion, Planned Parenthood and these pro-life quacks or pro-abortion quacks.
Yeah, the problem is that you would think if there's any, they come out and they say, well, they're interested in the health of the woman and health care, providing health care. The fact of the matter is, wouldn't, if that's true, they be an advocate for having doctors that have high quality standards that if, in fact, you have a person who is fatally injured or seriously injured in the abortion clinic, that they would be able to go across the street or go down to the nearest hospital and be able to be by the bedside and provide continual care to them? Wouldn't that be a common sense thing? But no, when they push back all these pro-abortion advocates and the Planned Parenthood types, you really understand that they have no interest at all in the safety and health and well-being of the woman. Zero. They use that rhetoric, but they have no interest in it. All they have an interest in is killing children. And for whatever reason of darkness that has clouded their mind and evil that has overtaken them, that is the pinnacle of freedom for them when actually it is the pinnacle of death and bondage.
Well, so the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to hear this case, correct? Which would, I guess, the decision would come down in June, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah, sometime between now and June, the Supreme Court will come down with the decision. Obviously, it's going to be closer to June because the briefing and the oral argument hasn't occurred yet. That won't occur until 2016. So sometime toward the end of the term, which is the end of June, you'll have a decision. And, again, we're at the Supreme Court. So logically, would this be upheld? No question about it. It's a common sense piece of regulation. But we're at the Supreme Court. And, logic doesn't necessarily hold true up there anymore with these people. So we've got ideologues up there like Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, in her situation, she publicly stated she thought abortion was to get rid of the, quote, undesirables, close quote. Well, that's a Planned Parenthood Margaret Sanger line that she used, that you just get rid of the undesirable population. She said, well, isn't that what abortion is for, to get rid of the undesirables? So we have people like that up there on the Supreme Court of before whom this case will be. Just continue to pray for it because this should be upheld. And if it is upheld, it will have a huge impact on abortion clinics around the country.
Yeah, huge. Prior to the legislation being passed, there were 42 abortion clinics in Texas. If the law is fully implemented, there will be 10. So that just shows you how unprepared and unsafe the abortion clinics are around the country, and that represents a microcosm for the rest of the country, that probably less than a fourth of the abortion clinics in operation are even safe.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So 75% of the abortion clinics or something of that nature likely would be affected and be closed by this particular legislation that would spread around the country. It's already in a number of states, and it'll spread even further. The abortion clinics are numbered. They're closing all the time. There's more closing now than ever before in our history. Abortion should come to an end, and we should restore a sanctity of human life in our country. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We also have lifeunited.org. That's a coalition of organizations that came together, and we have a consolidated website on pro-life, and that is operated jointly with other organizations. But Liberty Counsel's primary website is lc.org. go to the section on the website that deals with abortion. We have a lot of resources there as well. Learn about it. Tell your friends and family about it. Take these Planned Parenthood videos that have been undercover videos that you see on YouTube and on Facebook and other places, and share those with your friends, your family, all the people that you have on your Facebook. Get the word out. Abortion is a holocaust of incredible proportions that needs to come to an end in our generation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website and pray and support the Ministry of Liberty Counsel.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.